Well, Ray, welcome to the podcast. So excited to have you here for our very first episode of Fill My Cup. Woo! Ray, what are you filling our cup with today, you know, drink-wise?
Well, today we have a lovely crisp blue moon.
Ooh.
That's pretty much it.
Love it. Simple, citrusy, amazing. Let's crack it open. Cheers.
Cheers.
Oh, I can't get off my couch.
Gonna have to edit out these slurping sounds. Every time I drink Blue Moon, I remember the first time we hung out, actually. We went to the Lawn on D and then walked to this diner and we got late night mozzarella sticks and Blue Moon. And I remember being like, wow, this girl is so cool. She has crazy colored hair like me and she loves fried cheese late at night. Did we become best friends?
Yes, we did. Right there.
And we actually did. So, and that's where it all began. So we've kind of bonded over our love of fried cheese and Jersey Shore, probably the first two things I think of when I think of our friendship. And I think that's just the perfect segue to your first topic.
Yeah, ever the classy moment with Jersey Shore. But it's just that moment when you're watching a show that you've become like really invested in and you feel like you have a relationship with the characters, even if it's a third person point of view. And I was so personally offended when Snooki got punched in the face. And then like the letter from Ron to Sammy.
Oh my God, the letter.
Sorry, from Snooki and Jenny to Sammy just completely rocked my teenage world. But I've moved out of my Jersey Shore phase currently, and I am now in my Vanderpump Rules phase.
Ooh, I know you've been trying to get me on the train. I have it on my list, you know, along with all the other things, but
I'm alone on this island and I will sit here yelling about it until somebody else joins me.
I'm on my way, girl.
So I don't know. I feel like I get made fun of a lot for it, for loving these trash TV shows. And I always used to go along with it and be like, yeah, I'm trash. But then I kind of just realized that they're giving me such a comfort. And as somebody who lives with like high functioning anxiety, there are little things I do to help calm myself down. But I don't know. There's really nothing better than just coming home and filling your cup either physically with a drink or by lighting a J and watching the same episode of Vanderpump Rules that I've seen for the past 2 weeks in a row. I don't know why, but I have a feeling that it's just like I know what's going to happen. And it's repetitive, but it feels like I'm visiting like really, really old bitchy friends.
No, I can totally relate to that. I think coming back to, you know, the same characters that you've really almost feel like you're part of the crew or you're kind of in on the drama. It's almost like an escape to go hang out with friends. And especially right now, we're in this very remote setting of quarantine 2021.
There's so many moments where I was watching Vanderpump and being like, what's it like to be in a restaurant? It takes place in one. And like, there would be these parties and they're all at the clubs and I'm like panicking inside being
You're like, where are the masks?
Yeah, where are
your
masks?
Are they gonna be okay?
There's too many people.
Hey, you know what? I mean, at this point in quarantine, I would take visiting very, very bitchy friends over being stuck in my apartment any longer. I mean, you know, thinking about quarantine and like getting out and eventually traveling again. It's funny that I don't know. I'm one of those people that genuinely loves going to the airport, and I'm not going to turn into like a Seinfeld airport bit right now, but you go in, you have your bags and you're like, oh, I need a water. I need a snack or something because you never come prepared. Or at least I don't. And then you pay $15 for the pack of peanuts. But just as you're about to pay $35 for these peanuts because of the tax, you see there's a keychain carousel with Welcome to Boston, Megan, or, you know, Welcome to Boston, Ray. I love seeing that personalized, completely useless novelty item with a huge name plastered on it. I don't know.
You'll never forget your name. You'll never forget it. It's on the keychain.
Yeah, exactly. And I just think it's so funny because, I don't know, it definitely seems like a weird, tacky American thing, but I kind of love it. Even though I remember there'd be like Megan with a G, Megan with a G-H, Megan with an E-A, G-H-I-N, like all these different ones. And when I found the spelling of my name, it was like the golden ticket. And then I was thinking, you know, we were talking about this before and you kind of brought up there's a lot of people that would never find their name.
Well, I just want to know who approves these names because it's not even just the fact that it's only white names, because my biggest gripe is that I'm a white woman and I have a very biblical name. My biblical name is Rachel, and the biblical spelling of Rachel is R-A-C-H-A-E-L, which my very Christian parents made sure that I was named that, which set me up for failure.
They tried.
Yeah, I couldn't find my name anywhere spelled correctly because it was always E-L. It's not even about like these boring ass vanilla names. It's just one random guy named Greg in his booth, just like, I want that one.
Approved.
Cynthia. Like, do you- Sarah.
I know. And then you have to wonder, is it by region? Maybe being in New England, I'm around other Megans. When I go to a gift shop and I see other Megans on the keychain, I'm like, oh, I'm near my people. I'm near other Megans. They got my back. But if I go to Kansas, are Megans, are they there? Are they at that? Do they have the personalized memorabilia that I'm looking for? I don't know. I've never been to Kansas. Yeah, where are all the Megans at? So not to get too sidetracked here, but another place where I feel the whole spelling the name thing can either delight or totally disappoint is in an email. It's just outrageous. People reach out to you and it's like, my name is in the email that you just sent to me and you can't spell it correctly. I mean, I guess I'll take the misspelled email over being crammed into the train every morning to go to and from an office.
The worst, but I do really love that moment when you're walking up to the bus stop and the bus is like just pulling up, or you get to the stop and you look at your app and it's like 1 minute away.
Oh,
is there any better feeling than that?
I mean, just the drama of either like when you pull up and it's like you're both pulling up at the same time. Your heart is pounding. You have things like probably falling out of your pockets as you're running to the train. And then finally you make it there in time. And then if, you know, all the odds are in your favor, you actually have money on your train pass or your bus pass to get there. It feels newsworthy. Like, no matter what happens the rest of your day, the first person you see, you're gonna be like, I had such a crazy morning where I just either missed or just made the bus.
Yeah. I wonder if they know how much that they can influence a person's day by, like, if I miss the bus in the morning, my day is messed up. I'm not going to be happy unless something really exciting happens to me later.
Yeah. I mean, it's just a total mind shift in the beginning of your day. You're trying to get the day started and the world's just like, a nope, turn right around.
A nope, no thank you.
So speaking of drama, one of my all-time favorite topics is actually what kind of inspired me to make this podcast, which is kind of silly, other than just being told that I am too enthusiastic. As we both know, that was a critique I got. And so I'm just really making the most out of my enthusiasm and just being too enthusiastic, because I don't believe that you can ever be too enthusiastic about the little things.
I feel like that's going to be written on your tombstone or something.
It definitely is. Anyways, back to the drama. So the moment that I'm talking about is, I love that moment in a song where they have a breakdown and the guitar stops and all of a sudden it's just like clapping, chanting. And it's that a cappella moment we've all been waiting for.
Yes.
And I also love that doing that allows a song to be twice, if not four times as long. Almost like, all right, what are we going to do? You know, already like, I don't know, 4 minutes in, like, what should we do? Oh, add the clapping, add the singing, add the chanting. And so I think the perfect example of this is the song Mirrors by Justin Timberlake.
Oh yeah. Just that first, like, I don't want to lose you now. It's so perfect.
Yes, it is a choir of people and they are just jamming. And I just love that this song is already way too fucking long. It is literally, I don't think until almost, 4 minutes in until he starts bringing the chanting, clapping, a cappella moment. And then you're like, oh, okay, this is the end of the song. Okay. No, there are 5 whole minutes left of this song.
That is so, like, long.
That he literally doubled the length of the song with the a cappella clapping. And did anyone say anything? No, because we fucking loved it. And I loved it.
It's like, here we go again, but this time quieter.
So true. And I don't know, I love it. And I think another example, the one that I personally really love, of building that drama or like that anticipation and kind of using it to like really elongate a song, is just the classic In the Air Tonight by Phil Collins. And I mean, just like the anticipation of that drum beat is just chills. I can get chills thinking about it. Only time I ever went to Hollywood, I found his star and like laid on the disgusting ground of LA and took a picture with it because I love him. I think he did not need to do what he did for the Tarzan soundtrack, but he did.
I was just going to say that he did not have to go that hard.
But he did. And it was the best. But seriously, back to In the Air Tonight, the one song that, you know, if you're on this planet, you've heard the song, you've heard the drum beat. The whole song is actually almost 6 minutes long. It's like 5 minutes, 36 seconds. And that drum beat doesn't even happen until 4 minutes into the song. Over 75% of the song, you're just aching for that drum beat because you know it's going to be worth it. But then it happens and then it's over in a flash. And it's like, damn, Phil.
In Rocky Horror Picture Show, when they're like, Intissa.
Yes. Patient. That is exactly what Phil was embodying with this song. Yeah, I miss playing air drums in the model to that song, like just screaming my heart out. Another thing that I really miss brings me to my next moment of, I love that moment when you go to the bathroom at a bar and a really drunk girl compliments your outfit. I feel like there is just no other space of positivity and welcoming and understanding than there are in a women's bathroom at a bar. I feel like people are just so nice to each other and it's just so wholesome. And I just wish that like, everyone would treat each other like they're that drunk girl at the bar, you know, in the bathroom.
I love it. I love the way that, and I think it's so cute and special because it's like, we're drunk. We've been, all of our defenses are torn down. And what do you want to do? You just want to tell other girls how pretty they are. I mean, it's like the sisterhood at its finest. And I think that, I mean, it's unfortunate that sometimes we have to look out for our fellow girls because men will take advantage of us when we're mm-hmm. in those vulnerable states. But I think that that's also beautiful, the fact that we're like, I'm not going to leave you alone here because I'm here for you because you're a girl. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And of course, anybody who identifies as a woman too, you don't have to look like a girl.
Of course. Absolutely. We are intersectional up in here.
Hell yeah. But that also reminds me of the moment when you're lost, maybe you're stressed out or confused in a city you don't know, maybe you're in your hometown, whatever, you're just a little frazzled, and a kind older woman helps you, like bonus points if they call you honey or sweetheart, not in that condescending way, but like more in a southern grandma, like bless your heart, honey. And also I love when somebody lays like a comforting warm hand on your shoulder, usually when you're like giving directions or something, but
because they were just baking a beautiful pie or something else super wholesome,
their love comes out through their palms.
Oh, that's so true. It almost has that reminiscent feeling of kind of, we're on the same level, we're looking out for each other, we're in this sisterhood together. It's just, oh, makes my heart so happy.
Yeah, I mean, nothing makes me happier than seeing my friends and other people I know like learning to love themselves and be at peace and finally see what I see in them. It's awesome.
Yeah, that reminds me of the shine factor. Have you ever heard of that? It basically means that if you're shining, you're doing amazing things, and you're totally rocking life, I should look at that and be inspired. I'm shining because you are a fellow badass woman, totally taking her life in her own hands and making it what you want. Well, when you're shining, I'm shining. And it's all about shining the light on each other so that we can both shine. And yeah, it's really sweet. And it's funny because you know the song Juice by Lizzo, one of my faves, which you know is a banger. In the chorus, she says, if I'm shining, everybody gonna shine. And that's kind of what she's talking about. She's like, if I'm shining, we're all gonna shine. I'm gonna lift us all up. And I just love that. But yeah, just the idea of you shine, I shine, we shine together.
Yeah.
Just such a lovely testament, you know?
You gotta love yourself and other people will love themselves because you are showing them. And it's just lead by example. Just be nice. I love it.
I know. Oh, what a beautiful thing to end our first episode on. Ray, thank you so much for being my very first podcast guest and help me figure this thing out. You rock.
You are very welcome. I'm just kidding. Thank you so much for having me.
And maybe you'll come back, you know? Who knows?
Maybe one day.
All right. Well, thank you all for listening to here to Fill My Cup. Make sure to subscribe for more good times and shine on, my friends.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Fill My Cup. Today we heard from Ray Flynn, graphic designer, children's book author, and pizza aficionado. Learn more about Ray and her work at the link in the description. You won't want to miss out on her latest project, The Fluffs. It's adorable and sure to make you smile. If you're down to look up, be a friend and fill my cup.